Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty.
And coming up, we're going to give you our top 12 list of must-haves for your RV bedroom.
That's right. Wait till you hear what number one is.
Oh, yeah. We've got it in our bedroom.
But hey, I just wanted to mention, we just celebrated our 34th wedding anniversary.
That's right. On St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
34 years ago, we got married on St. Patrick's Day.
We sure did. And
it's easy to remember.
It's so easy to remember.
Everybody is celebrating it.
Yep. We had gotten...
sort of.
Yeah, right. Well, not that, but they're celebrating.
Right.
We had gotten engaged that Christmas before, and we tried to figure out, when should we get married? I didn't want to wait till summer.
Mm-mm.
So we said, well, let's do St. Patrick's Day. Why not?
Worked out real well.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And I remember that day. It was like 60 degrees for March 17th in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice day.
Yeah, we did. We lucked out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was fun. We had a limo and got married at the courthouse in Independence, Ohio.
Yeah.
And then went to a really nice dinner at a really nice restaurant.
We did. It was a lot of fun with a few family and friends. It was just great.
Yeah. Now, do you remember the honeymoon?
Oh, the honeymoon was fantastic.
And where'd we go?
We went to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
And we stayed where?
We stayed at the Twin Dolphin?
The Twin Dolphins Hotel.
Yeah.
I don't think it's there anymore. I think it's something different now.
Is it? Yeah, probably, because that was a long time
fun
ago.
Fun place, you know?
But the next morning after we got there, we're sitting at breakfast, and in walks Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
That's right. Yeah.
I remember what she was wearing.
Oh. I really don't, but...
She was wearing this flowing bathing suit cover-up. It was blue. And she had her bathing suit on underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
She looked fantastic.
Oh, she looked great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So then after breakfast, we thought, oh, well, we'll probably not see them again.
Right.
And so we went to the pool and we're sitting at our lounge chairs.
Right. Catching some rays.
Yeah. And who comes out and sits right next to us?
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Yes. It was so cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. They're really nice people, and man, did he wait on her, huh?
He did.
But you know what? They were reading something.
Yeah.
They were reading a script for a movie.
Yeah, I bet it was overboard.
Yeah, probably, because that movie came out kind of after we had seen them.
Right.
You know, it would have been enough time to produce the movie.
Yeah.
And put it out.
And I tell you, she was walking around in their little bikini. It was a thong bikini. She looked good.
Oh, she looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now I remember that.
Oh, I bet you do.
All right. Let's get on with this podcast.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here is our top 12 list of must-haves for your RV bedroom.
All right. Number 12 is command hooks for hanging hats, shirts, robes, stuff
like
that.
Yep, you name it. You really need it because RVs don't come with enough hooks on the walls.
Yeah.
They barely come with enough closet space. So if you can put some command hooks up on the walls, they don't leave a mark when you go to trade in your RV or if you go to sell it.
Yeah.
They just come right off.
Yeah, because you can't take a hammer and nails and hammer stuff in because you don't want holes in it.
And you just don't. Those walls are not the best for support.
Yeah, and you don't know what's behind them. And
right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to hammer a nail into a pipe or something like that. And the pipes are plastic.
Yeah,
so
right.
You got to be very careful of that. But
that's
the command
right.
hooks work great.
They do.
And they
They're
carry a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah.
So let's get on to number 11.
All right.
Here's number 11 of the top 12 things you got to have in your RV bedroom.
Right.
If you don't have a door on your bedroom. Now, this happens a lot in, you know, especially trailers and towables.
Yeah.
And as well as some Class A, Bs, and Cs. What you can do is you can get a designer shower curtain and a tension rod to separate the bedroom and give you some privacy.
Yeah, you could use a regular curtain, too. Yeah.
Now, if you do have a door, and if you're traveling with kids, just make sure it has a good lock.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to number 10. What is number 10?
Number 10 is an inflatable mattress.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Oh, you just put an inflatable mattress on your bed? No. You use the inflatable mattress if you have guests.
Yep.
Now, a lot of RVs have special areas for guests. You know, the table will turn into a kind of like a bed.
Or the sofa will open up.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And some have beds that drop down from the ceiling above where the driver's cockpit is.
Mm-hmm.
And those are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But we have found the best way, especially with us who we're a little bit older than most people, it's nice to have an inflatable mattress. And you can either put it on the couch or you can put it on the floor.
Yeah, if there's room on the floor, that's great.
Right. You pump it up and everybody gets a good night's sleep.
Yep.
And that's one of the big rules that we have, and that is everybody's got to get a good night's sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And if you do get that good night's sleep, it increases your chances of having a better day.
That's true.
The next day.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
So an inflatable mat. And you can also use it in a tent if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you got people who are staying over and you don't want them to stay in your RV.
Yeah, you put them in the tent and put the inflatable mattress. That makes it even more cozy.
Yeah, you did that, didn't you?
I did that with Mackenzie.
Right.
We got an inflatable mattress from Walmart. It was great.
Yeah, it worked out really well for you guys.
Yeah.
And especially, like I say, if you're a little bit older, you need a little something more comfortable under you.
That's right.
All right. What is number 9 in our list of 12 of the must-haves for your RV bedroom?
Number 9 is a hanging closet organizer and space-saving hangers.
Oh, those are a must.
Yeah, you can get them at Target. They're really thin hangers, and they're plastic. You don't want to get the felt ones because then you can't pull stuff down.
Right, yeah.
But if you get the plastic ones, it's easy to just yank something off of there.
Yeah, and these hangers kind of like fold up sometimes, and it just really reduces the amount of space you need in your closet.
Yeah, you can fit more in.
You can jam more stuff in your closet.
Yeah, because those closets aren't very big in these RVs.
No, they are not.
not at all.
And guess what? One of the first things that happens when you're RVing, especially full-time, you get tired of your clothes.
Yeah.
Because you don't have the amount of clothes, you know? Now, we have stored clothes underneath in plastic bins.
We do, yeah.
And we've also used some of those storage bags that
we
use the vacuum and suck the air out of them.
Try to rotate our clothes a bit. That helps. Because all of a sudden, I'll go down below and I'll look and see what's there. And it's like, oh, I remember this. Okay, good. It's like I got something fresh to wear.
Right. And those hanging closet organizers are great, too. And you may want to get one for shoes. And put your shoes in those.
Mm-hmm. If you can fit it.
Yeah, if you can fit it in there.
Yeah, those are great.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get on to number 8. What is number 8?
Number 8 is reading lights, also hanging lights for mood. Like LED and dimmer kind of lights, you know.
Right. If you're going to lay in bed, or maybe you're going to lay in bed and your husband or your wife or a significant other is going to be in the living room, maybe you want to read a book or read something or have some light. It's nice if that reading light is above you. And there are so many different types of lights on the market that you can get. And get the LEDs. Don't get anything with a halogen bulb in it.
Right.
Because they just get way too hot. They're expensive to replace. And also, add a dimmer. It's real easy to do. It's real easy to wire. If you don't have that in your RV or in your trailer or whatever the case might be, definitely some reading lights are really awesome. Our RV luckily came with a couple of really nice reading lights right above us.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing is about our reading lights, they're up in kind of like the soffit above us.
Right.
You can't really adjust them.
You can't pull
them around. And I like the kind, and I think we'll eventually replace ours, with the kind that you can actually adjust and turn one way or the other. So
yeah, those are better, that's for sure.
So keep that in mind.
Yep.
All right, here comes number 7, and this is no surprise, in our top 12 list of must-haves for your RV bedroom.
Oh, the electric blanket.
The electric blanket. blanket.
That's a must-have for me. Not everybody needs it, but I love it.
You've kind of converted me to it a bit.
Yeah.
And on those cold nights in Las Vegas, when it was getting down to like 30, 32 degrees,
yeah,
an electric blanket did feel really good.
And just on the feet, if your feet are warm, the rest of you are warm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have realized. That's what I have found out.
That's Patty's plan.
Yeah.
The electric blanket.
Yeah.
And she takes it everywhere. We recently took a trip into Los Angeles. Just took the Jeep, went and saw our daughter for one night.
We stayed in the hotel.
And guess who took the electric blanket?
I had to take it, of course.
What is number six?
Number six is a foam mattress pad.
That is something that you put on top of your mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a Sleep Number bed. And you think, okay, that's good. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It just wasn't enough, was
it? Yeah, no, it was not.
Because you really don't have like box springs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some RVs do have good mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of them do not.
Yeah.
And you can get good mattresses at all sorts of different places.
Mm-hmm.
But what we found was if we added a foam mattress pad, now we got the 4-inch one.
Right.
It really made it comfortable, didn't it?
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
Because without that foam mattress pad, I couldn't lay on my side because my shoulder would start to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But now with the 4-inch pad, I can sleep on my side and the shoulder doesn't bother me.
Right.
It really makes a difference.
Now, they come in all sorts of different shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the 2-inch, the 4-inch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever works for you is probably the most important thing to get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they can get pricey. Now, yeah. I noticed, you know, a few years ago when we would get a 4-inch pad for something, it was, you know, $70, $80.
Mm-hmm.
That's over
$100. Yeah.
You know, so keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But that foam mattress pad, we got a 4-inch one, really made a difference for
us. It did. It's so much more comfortable.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, moving along with our top 12 list of must-haves for your RV bedroom, number five.
Number five are rugs. This floor gets so cold.
Yeah, it does.
And at night, you get up and walk around and you're in your bare feet. That's cold. So mm-hmm.
She gets up, she starts squealing.
So we like to have rugs on the floor around the bed. That helps a lot.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we have heaters that actually heat the bays underneath
mm-hmm.
the basement, so to speak. But, you know, when you go to sleep and, you know, you don't really keep the furnace on unless it's deathly cold or mm-hmm. something, that floor does get cold.
It does. It's very cold.
Yeah. So you get up in the middle of the night and it's like, oh, man, you know, so.
Yeah.
But of course, I think you were spoiled because in our house, our bathroom had heated floors.
Oh, yeah. I missed that.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yep, the master bathroom. That was nice.
Ever did that again, I would do that.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, should we get to number four on our list?
Yeah, number four. Number four is comfy pillows.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. You like the long comfy pillows.
Oh, yeah, I have my body pillow.
Her body pillow.
Yeah.
And she's got one that goes down the middle of the bed.
Yeah.
Now, is that a border wall? Is that protection or what?
You know, it could be, but not really. It's just my comfort zone. I don't know.
Right. So I know you, in the middle of the night, you'll roll over and grab it and hug it. You
yeah.
know?
And I don't want to roll over and wake you up, you mm-hmm. know, so I just kind of have that. It is a kind of a buffer, so I don't have to, so I don't wake you up,
mm-hmm.
but
the Sleep Number bed is good with that, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you're kind of like almost on a separate bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I get up in the middle of the night, she never hears me.
I don't feel it.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Yeah.
So that works out. You know, it really does.
Yeah.
That works out pretty good.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, the idea being in your RV, you got to make it happen in a small amount of space.
That's right. Now, do you think I'm high maintenance?
I will take the fifth on that one. Let's get to item number three. We're almost done here.
Yeah.
Item number three in our top 12 list of must-haves for your RV bedroom. And this is kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah. A TV And a DVD player, if you
can. Yes, yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely.
So you can watch that TV in bed. You got to do that.
Yeah, that works out really well. And another thing, too, like if you're in the living room and you're watching a program and I don't really like it, I can always go into the bedroom watch something else.
Yeah.
Or watch a movie.
Oh, yeah.
And that's real helpful.
Yeah, that's nice.
Same with kids, too. You know, if you have kids and they're in the other part of the RV, you're in the bedroom, you can watch whatever you want.
Yeah.
But that works out really well. And also, while we're on the subject of technology in the bedroom, you know what's really nice to have is kind of like a Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have your phone and you're playing some music on your phone, I know if you listen to your phone, music on your phone sounds terrible.
Yep, it's awful.
If you have a Bluetooth speaker and you have the Bluetooth on, I mean, it sounds great.
Yeah.
Like one of those little Bose or the JBLs.
Yep.
Those are fantastic.
Makes a difference.
So that TV and DVD player and maybe a Bose speaker or whatever works out really well.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get down to the serious stuff.
Uh-huh.
And this next one is number 2 on our top 12 list of must-haves in your RV bedroom.
All right.
If you do not have this, you definitely should get it. It is a security light switch for your outdoor security lights. Mm-hmm. Having that switch right by your head in the bedroom is important. If you wake up in the middle of the night and you hear some commotion outside your RV or some noises that you're not familiar with, all you have to do is hit a switch and the lights go on outside.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I think that is, you know, that speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never really had to use ours. And then recently we checked ours and it didn't work.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the heck's going on here?
Yeah. One night I thought, oh, I'm going to put this on, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened.
Yeah. So what we traced it to was a broken bulb in the fixture outside.
We've had this for almost a year. And all that time it's been broken.
We've never had to turn the light on.
We've never needed it or tested it out. And good thing we did, though. So now it's fixed.
And the replacement bulb was like $4.99 for two.
Yeah.
So it's real easy to do.
Yeah.
And if you don't have one on your towable or your RV, whatever the case might be, if you don't have one, they are easy to put in.
Are they?
Yeah,
okay,
they're
good.
Very simple to put in, and you can wire a switch right to the bedroom there, and you're in great shape.
Well, you know, some RVs have where you just walk by. If it's dark out, you're just walking by, and all of a sudden the light goes on.
Yeah, it's a motion sensor.
I'm walking by in the street. I'm not near your RV.
I know.
To have to have that on there.
Yeah, some of them are
it's
a little bit overdone.
It's so annoying.
Yeah,
it's like,
I know.
We've
walked by a couple of RVs. Suddenly the lights go on. It's like, sorry, I'm in the middle of the street.
Yeah, right. I'm just walking
Walking.
Even though it's dark, I'm not bothering anything there. I'm not going to steal anything.
So Patty goes over and pounds on the door.
No,
don't do that.
No.
But seriously, a light switch for your outdoor security lights. And if you don't have outdoor security lights, get them and have that switch handy from the bedroom.
That's right.
Very important. All right, here's our number one item on our top 12 list of must-haves for your RV bedroom. Are you ready? A mirror.
A mirror? You got to have a mirror in your bedroom.
Yeah, and we mounted ours on the ceiling. No, I'm just kidding. We did not mount it on the ceiling. It's actually a full-length mirror.
You know what, though? I love this RV, but the one thing that I don't like about it is there's no full-length mirror in it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them come with it, maybe on the back of the bathroom door or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll put it on a wall.
Right.
And this one doesn't. It's really annoying.
You know why?
Why?
Because most of these RVs are designed by guys.
Yes.
And probably guys who have never camped before.
Right.
So
they've never even used one of these, right?
But it is nice to have a full-length mirror.
Yeah.
And
so I had to go out and buy a separate mirror.
Yes,
she
did.
I have to have a mirror to get dressed. How do you not?
And she's already broken one, too.
Oh, I have. It fell over and shattered.
God. So be very careful with them.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you get a light mirror. You can actually get acrylic mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Patty doesn't like acrylic mirrors because she's high maintenance. No.
Well, you know, I tried that. I did get an acrylic mirror once, But it was all distorted.
Yeah,
it looked like a circus. You know, it was like
it wasn't.
What
that,
is this? A fun house in the circus or something?
It wasn't
you know?
That bad.
Yes, it was.
So we went to Target and got a full length mirror.
Yeah,
and we just literally just prop it up against the wall,
uh-huh.
and it works real well.
Yeah.
So you happy?
And then what I do is I hide it when you know I'm. Guests come over or something.
Right. You don't want people to see our mirror.
Well, it's kind of like
what's
in the way.
What's this for?
It's in the way, you know? It's like I don't really have a proper place for it. I just have to prop it up, you know? Gee, thanks a lot, Newmar.
But it works out okay. So there you have our top 12 list of must-haves for your RV bedroom.
That's right. Oh, and I almost forgot. You can get most all of these things we talked about in our Amazon store. Just Google Amazon storefront Jeff Kinsbach. It's under Jeff's name. You can also find the link on our website or down below in the description.
So it's easy to find.
Yes.
And you can follow us at rockingthervlife.com.
And at rockingthervlife on Instagram or Facebook. Jeff Kinsbach.
Well, that's it for another week. We'll be back next week with another episode.
You know what? I'm going to take this mirror and put it in a more prominent place.
Well, hold on a second. Let me see that.
No, get your hands off
that. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Give me that.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.